And we're going to stay with matters French. And I hope now that Catherine Gagliardi, who's a Paris-based journalist, can hear me. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Now, the red blades of the famous Moulin Rouge windmill, it's one of the most famous landmarks in Paris, indeed in France, they collapsed overnight. What happened?
Well, they fell down, as you said, and it caused damage to the front of the cabaret, actually, including the fall of the first letters now of the Moulin Rouge. Now it's the Lin Rouge. Fortunately, no one was walking underneath. It's probably happened at 2 o'clock in the morning. They are very surprised because the actual blades had been lightened 20 years ago. They're made of wood and aluminium. And, every evening the staff would check everything was okay, which they did yesterday. And for some reason, they fell down. It's really strange. And for the moment, the reasons are not known, but the malevolent reason act is not an option. Basically, it's not someone who wanted to do that, who did that. It's probably a technical problem. Mm-hmm. But yes, it is a problem. You know, it's the first time since 135 years that this a Moulin Rouge is having a problem, except once in 1915 when a fire destroyed it and it closed for 9 years. But it's an amazing incident, really, really surprised. There's 850 visitors a day for the French Cancan. Fortunately, again, the show was finished and no one was walking underneath.
They're iconic. They're you know, the must see, the venue, must go venue for people visiting Paris. And conscious as well, you know, what happened with Notre Dame and the fire some years ago, the Olympics coming up. It'll upset French people. Will it dent confidence coming into the Olympics?
Well, I mean, we're rushing the Notre Dame, as you mentioned. The Notre Dame works won't be finished for the Olympics, but for December 2024. But indeed, it's one of the icons of Paris. It does look a bit fake, especially since the Moulin Rouge film with Nicole Kidman. But it is a landmark in Paris. For the moment, again, the reasons do not seem to be malevolent, mm-hmm. someone who wanted to destroy sort of a Paris icon. Yes. But you're right. They will need a reparation before the Olympics. And for the moment, we don't know, but probably they will be done. It's not
happily, though, Catherine, no injuries. And that is good news to hear. That's Catherine, yes. Gagliardi there, a Paris-based journalist.